Hi guys, and welcome back to Tikkami. This is my podcast. I'm Marco, and I'm also part of the blog Tourette and Me. Welcome back again this week. Today we're talking about something many people misunderstand completely, Tourette syndrome and the brain. Because Tourette does not come from a lack of discipline, bad behavior, weakness, or attention seeking. Tourette starts in the brain. If we could look inside the brain of someone with Tourette, we'd see an incredibly active network of electrical circuits constantly exchanging signals. And the important thing to understand is that a Tourette brain is not broken. It simply processes certain signals differently and with a different intensity. I often imagine it like a control panel where some switches are more sensitive than usual. Small signals that another brain might block or ignore are allowed through much more easily. And this is why Tourette is not about intelligence or personality. In fact, many people with Tourette are extremely creative, intelligent, sensitive, or hyper-focused. The difference is mainly in the way the brain regulates movement and impulses. One of the main areas involved is something called the basal ganglia, which basically works like a movement control center. In a typical brain, this system helps decide which movement should happen and which should be blocked. In Tourette syndrome, this filtering system is more permissive, so some motor commands slip through before the brain fully stops them. And then there's dopamine. Dopamine is one of the brain's chemical messengers, and in Tourette it often seems to work in overdrive. Think of it like an accelerator pedal that makes the nervous system more reactive and more excitable. Not dangerous, just faster and more intense. And something many people don't realize is that a tic usually does not arrive completely out of nowhere. Very often there's a physical sensation before it happens. A pressure, a tension, an electrical feeling building up somewhere in the body. A lot of people describe it almost like the feeling before a sneeze. The tic becomes the release valve that finally gets rid of that pressure. And this is also why resisting a tic can become so exhausting. People sometimes think someone with Tourette could just stop if they really wanted to. But the signal often comes from very deep and automatic parts of the brain, much stronger than conscious thought. Trying to suppress a tic for a long time can become mentally draining because your body keeps demanding release. And Tourette is not always only physical. Many people also experience mental tics, thoughts repeating in loops, words, numbers, phrases, mental rituals. The brain can get stuck on thoughts the same way it gets stuck on movements. It's the same nervous system searching for release. And one very important thing to remember is that no two people with Tourette are exactly the same. Every brain is wired differently. Some people mainly have vocal tics, others motor tics, others internal or mental ones. Stress, emotions, environment, fatigue, everything can influence how Tourette appears. And honestly, people with Tourette are often far more controlled than others realize, because you spend your entire day monitoring your body, redirecting impulses, managing tension, adapting socially, and trying to function normally in environments that don't always understand what's happening. That requires a huge amount of mental discipline. That's not weakness, that's adaptation. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget to tick different. Bye, guys.